we're back, and we're joined by Bonnie Neely. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi, Roy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing terrific. How are you?
Doing great. I'm here to tell you about our trip to Costa Rica.
I know. We're going to talk about Costa Rica, one of my favorite places.
Mine too now, but this was our first trip.
Oh, is it? Well,
Yes, we want to go back.
Well, you start off your article by saying your primary reason to go was for a soft adventure trip to the tropical rainforest, and that you'd read about it previously. And let's start from there.
Wonderful. We were so glad we contacted William Cook of Costa Rica Nature Adventures. Their company had come highly recommended to us, and he planned our trip in an expert way. We had absolutely no problems anywhere. And they are the owners of Pacuari Jungle Lodge, and that is the primary reason we went, because it sounded so enticing from reading about it on the Internet. And it was truly, of all the trips we've taken in 30 years of being travel writers, it was second only to Santorini, Greece. We just loved our experience at Pacuari Lodge.
And, I mean, this was really quite an adventure.
It really was. We landed in San Jose, the capital, which right. I think all planes land there. And the capital is a beautiful city, but it was once much more elaborate than it is now. It is in a fairly dilapidated state, or, you know, getting there. And the downtown is dangerous at night, but we stayed in a lovely hotel with a history, you know, Don Carlos, and I highly recommend that for people in
Yeah, Don Carlos is a great place. I've been there many times.
It's a beautiful, very unusual hotel. And then we were picked up early the next morning by the Costa Rica Nature Adventures van, and there were eight tourists that went, six plus us. And we stopped at a beautiful restaurant in a mountainside halfway there. It was about a 2.5 or 3 hour drive to where we were to catch the raft. And we hiked down a long hike, about 30 minutes straight down a very steep pass. So our calves were feeling it. But we got on our rafts, and they had big rubber rafts with all the safety features you could possibly imagine and the most modern equipment. And excellent, excellent guides. Kurt Stott was our guide, and he is he's a first response, which is almost like an ambulance driver, trained in medical care, and he is a certified naturalist, so he was the best guide you could possibly have. And he gave us an hour of safety training before we could even get on the raft.
Well, I think that's important. You know, one has to be a little careful, you know, with this rafting, obviously. But which class did you do? You did the
rafting trip has class 3 and class 4
right.
rapids, and we did
right.
the class 3.
Right.
You have the option of land a raft only in and out, or you can have a raft-land combination, and we chose the raft in and the land trip out by four-wheel because we didn't want the class 4 rapids. We thought they were a little bit too experienced for us, but we talked to the others who had gone on that, and they loved it. They said there was nothing threatening about it.
Yeah,
we're not as young as some of they are.
Well, exactly, and I think the thing is that one, other than the dangers, if there are any, they're pretty safe, but one's back isn't as strong.
You do have to row a little bit, but they teach you how to do that. And it was really fun. It was just enough excitement to be just great, and nothing threatening or, you know, we didn't feel endangering anyway because we were in such expert care. And they have a kayaker that's a guide that goes ahead of the raft to make sure that the rapids are tested before the raft of tourists goes down, and they also have a raft ahead of us that was the supply raft because they have to raft in all of the food and supplies. For the time that you're there, they have 2 and 3 day packages, and everybody there wished we could have stayed 2 weeks. It was just wonderful. We had been to another jungle resort in Peru, which was hugely disappointing, and this one we had kind of been afraid that it would be too rustic and like that. But we rounded this bend in the river after about 2.5 hours of this wonderful raft trip, and there was a jungle paradise. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Well. If I can just get one thing in there before you go on, because it gets obviously it gets more exciting as you as you continue. But I thought it was interesting that you stopped for breakfast now before you started this, and you were able to purchase waterproof cameras and all of the things that you were going to need.
Right, and for such nominal prices. I mean, $9 and $10 for water, excellent water shoes, and you know, we can keep using them, and you could get sunglasses or suntan lotion or the disposable cameras and all of that. And then they protected our own cameras that we all had brought in waterproof bags that were locked down to the raft, and they even made us take off our wedding rings and had a special pouch for that to keep them in complete safety, just in case you get upset in the water.
It sounds like they were very organized. Now,
very well prepared. And so we each had to take a small bag, and they had waterproof pouches to secure those in the boat, too. So they are very well prepared.
And so then you hop into your rubber raft, and you plunged for 2 hours through the raging water for about 5 miles before you reached this particular cut, I guess.
We had been on far more raging rapids in the United States with absolutely no instruction about safety and no instruction about what to do in case of an event. They just threw us in and off we went. And so we were very impressed with their care and safety, and it was not nearly as raging as we had thought. But it was just a lot of fun.
And then, of course, as you mentioned, you went in March, which was before the rainy season, so the waters are probably not as raging as they are during the rainy season.
That's right. And we asked if the rainy season interferes with any of their activities, and they said no. Evidently, the rains in September and October are intermittent, not just torrentially constant, but I don't really know. But they said that, you know, I think they operate year-round. And the climate there, we live in Texas, and we had expected, you know, down that near the equator, we thought it would, you know, well, I think it's 9 degrees or 7 degrees from the equator. We thought it would just be blistering hot. It was a lot cooler than where we live. It's between 70 and 80 degrees year-round, or 60 and 80. So,
yeah.
And it's humid, though.
So the climate was ideal.
Yeah, but the Pequotty River is one of the most pristine in the world, I suppose, certainly in Costa Rica, and it's near the Caribbean side. And the jungle is a tropical rainforest. Costa Rica has the most biodiversity of almost any place in the world because of its proximity to the equator, and because of the rainforest, tropical rainforest. There are over 800 species of birds, and they've seen 400 in this Pequotty Lodge, Jungle Lodge area.
Yeah, the Manuel's San Antonio rainforest is quite amazing. So now you're going down, you round the bend, and lo and behold,
it was just incredible. We landed on a beach, a rocky beach,
right?
And it was a well manicured lawn with beautiful trees and flowers blooming everywhere, and gorgeous bungalows and a lodge. They have, I believe it's 9 bungalows and 7 large tents that act as extra bungalows if there's a group. They can handle a maximum of 36 people, and they don't take children under 12 on the rafting trip. They can come and would enjoy it, but they have to go in by land.
Right. Now, there's no power or anything, I understand.
No, it's, this area is the, Costa Rica Nature Adventures has been awarded the recognition of one of only 65 places in the world by the World Tourism Organization as being one of the best of good ecological practices and sustainability in ecotourism. So they are a prime example of which they show you and teach you about how to live preserving our planet while you're there. So it was an excellent lesson in this. They have not cleared any of the rainforest to build this beautiful place. It was decades ago, it was a ranch, and so it was already, this part was leveled and cleared, decades ago. So they use only trees that that they buy from tree farms, and the trees that are already naturally fallen to do the building. And the cabins or bungalows are just wonderful. They are huge and private for 2 people. They can handle families of 4. But the very comfortable over king size bed, it was probably as big as 2 double beds put together, and it had a canopy of mosquito netting if you needed it, but we never saw a mosquito. And these wonderful bathrooms, private bath in each cabin that is, it's just magnificent. It's copper fixtures and wonderful lock floors. And the cabins are logs halfway up, and then they are screened so that you've got this beautiful view of all the flowers blooming all around your cabin, which gives privacy. Of course, you have curtains you can pull also.
So although it's a primitive area,
yes,
the cabins and the accommodations are far from primitive.
Right, that's true. We had warm running water. They have a pristine stream at the top of the mountain that they bring the water in directly, and they have it tested really often, and it tests more pure than the bottled water.
And heated by solar panels, I assume.
Heated by solar panels and flush toilets, and so it was not primitive in any way. But we had candlelight at night, and they supplied flashlights also. But our favorite thing was the canopy tour. It was just amazing.
Oh, you must tell us about that.
Yes, it's the first afternoon after lunch. We were offered the opportunity to go, and everybody accepted. But none of us really knew what we were going to do.
Well, your canopy, you know, if you wonder, am I going to sit under one? Or in these terms, you actually fly over it, don't you?
We hiked up to partway up the mountain on a lovely trail and had interesting commentary along the way from our guide. And then we stepped onto a 90-foot platform after we'd gotten into our harnesses and gotten all these safety instructions. And you wear the same kind of harness and cleats and everything that you do for rappelling, from rappelling on rock climbing. And so we stepped into our harnesses and got all checked and made sure that we were all safe and attached to the cable. And then one at a time, we zipped down this cable to the next platform. We all thought that was the end of the experience, but it turned out there were many platforms. And we had started, none of us knew it at the time, but we had started 90 feet high. And so we zipped across the tops of the trees, and you feel like a monkey and a bird simultaneously. It is just wonderful.
Flying across, yeah, how wonderful. Or maybe even Tarzan.
Exactly. And then you land on a platform in which you can, you're still attached to the stable platform at that point, so you can't fall. And so you can just stand there and look out and be a monkey at that point and enjoy all the wildlife that you see below you because you're at the top of the tree. And while the others zip down, and there were six of us at a time and two guides, and the guides were just excellent, very well trained.
Bonnie, we have about 30 seconds left. I'm just wondering if you could just briefly mention the tour operator and the lodge once again.
Yes, it's Costa Rica Nature Adventures, and I hope you'll read our story on our website, realtraveladventures.com, because it has all the links to their wonderful information.
Right, and this article, and with all the photographs, which are really quite nice, you can get by going to our website, ttrn.com. Bonnie, we got to run, so I thank you very much for taking
thank
the time
you.
Out of your busy schedule and spending this time with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Bye for now.